Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. I run a shop in Odyssey called Whit's End. It's a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement. But don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
I don't have a driver's license.
Well, little tape tech, it's time to go to work.
Didn't you take the test?
Of course I took the test.
So what happened?
I failed it. I flunked it.
Show on KYDS Kids Radio. You're at Wit's End asking the question, if a duck flies, why is a chicken?
Hello, Jimmy?
Yes, you're on the air.
I just wanted to say that I think your show is great.
Is that G-R-A-T-E great or G-R-E-A-T great?
Well, huh?
Let me guess. You're an English teacher, right? I know what kind of people listen to this show. The kind who are a couple of tacos short of a fiesta platter. What does your father do?
He's a door-to-door salesman.
Really? Does he sell, like, doors?
No.
Because that would make him a door-to-door salesman. And getting customers would be real easy. Because all he has to do is walk up to a house, knock, and if he doesn't hear anything, then he knows he's made a sale. You all have a couple of hens left out in the yard.
We went to Washington.
Really? Why?
For a vacation. We were tourists.
Tourists? Ha! You mean people who travel thousands of miles to take pictures of themselves standing beside their cars? You're the kind of people who take an IQ test and forget to write your names! And you're my type of people. Join the ranks of Jimmyites. Listen to the Jimmy Barkley Show on KYDS Kids Radio.
Well, that's my demonstration tape. What'd you think, guys?
I feel the technical quality is superb.
You ought to, Eugene. You produced it.
Really? Well, that was a very nice job, Eugene.
Thank you, Mr. Whittaker. But as I've mentioned before, there is an aspect that still mystifies me.
And what's that, Eugene?
Why do people want to call in just to be teased?
Because it's entertaining. They're being noticed. All those callers can now say they were teased on my show. It's a sign of popularity, a status symbol.
Ah.
You understand now, Eugene?
Not at all.
What do you think, Mr. Whittaker?
Well, I thought the tape was very amusing, Jimmy.
Amusing?
Well, pretty funny.
That's better.
I do have a bit of concern, though.
What do you mean, concern?
Well, I think sometimes you get a little close to the edge. Your banter comes awfully close to being insults. You gotta be careful what you say, Jimmy. You could hurt somebody's feelings. You understand?
Sure, Mr. Whittaker. I understand. Well, I better go.
Well, where are you going?
Oh, didn't I tell you? The reason I had the tape made is because I've got an appointment with Crying Brian Dern.
Who?
The most popular talk jock at Odyssey 105 Radio. He's going to give me an evaluation of my program.
Oh, well, that sounds exciting. Let us know how it turns out.
I will. See you later.
Bye, Jimmy.
Goodbye. Very enterprising young man.
He certainly is. Oh, speaking of enterprising, Eugene, I have an errand I need you to run for me.
My bicycle and myself are at your disposal.
Well, you won't be able to use your bike for this one. I need you to go to the Riley Farm.
Oh, the Riley Farm?
Yep. Tom has some watermelons for us. You can't carry them on your bike. You'll have to drive.
Drive?
Uh-huh. You know how to get out there, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good. Well, here are the keys to the truck. Tom's expecting you. Well, what's the matter?
Mr. Whittaker, I'm afraid I cannot comply with your request.
You mean you won't do it?
No, sir. I mean, I can't do it, at least not legally.
Eugene, what are you talking about?
Well, this is rather embarrassing to admit, Mr. Whittaker, but I don't have a driver's license.
You don't have a driver's license?
Please, Mr. Whittaker, lower your vocal amplification. This is not information I wish to share with the world at large.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Eugene, but You know, this is quite a surprise. I mean, you are in college, after all.
Which is one of the reasons why I lack a license. My studies have always been so demanding, I simply haven't had the time to pursue many of the areas of daily convenience. Bicycling is also far more environmentally and physically advantageous, you know.
Cars may cause a lot of pollution, but they're also something of a necessity these days.
Evidently.
Well, you should consider getting your license. Doesn't take long, and you'd be helping me out.
Well, what's involved?
There's a brief written exam and a road test. There's really nothing to it. Should be a breeze for you.
Very well, then. I shall pursue it. May I take the rest of the afternoon to do so?
Well, I guess I can send Connie out to Tom's when she comes in. Sure, Eugene. Go get him.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker.
Of Jimmyites. Listen to the Jimmy Barkley Show on KYDS Kids Radio.
That's it, Mr. Dern. What do you think? It's all right. You should be brutal with me. Don't spare me because I'm young. I can take it.
Oh, I don't think you're going to have to take anything. I liked it.
You did?
Yeah. On the whole, I thought it was pretty good, but...
But what?
Well, there are a few technical problems. You know the mic placement? You should try to put it so you're sort of talking past it instead of right into it.
Past it. Okay, what else?
Well, you might also want to take it easy on the effects. People want to hear you, not a bunch of crazy sounds.
Take it easy on crazy sounds.
Yeah. And...
And what?
Well... In my opinion, your main problem is you're a little too conservative in places, you know?
Conservative?
Yeah. I mean, you're funny, but, well, you don't move in for the kill often enough.
Move in for the kill? What do you mean?
Well, for instance, that spelling thing you did with great and great. Did you do anything more after that?
Well... No, that was pretty much the end.
Well, see, you should have kept going. Start ranting and raving about the lack of quality education and teachers in the public schools. And that thing about Washington, a perfect opportunity to rip those bozos apart. People love it when you go crazy. What you got here are great beginnings, but you gotta follow through.
Oh, what else?
I can't give away all my secrets.
Oh, please. I want to learn. Just one more. Please.
Well, all right. I'll give you a surefire laugh-getter. Whenever you can, record people without them knowing it.
I tried that, but I really didn't get anything all that good.
No. You don't stop there. After you record them, you cut the tape into clips, like you did on your demo. Now, that way, by asking the right questions, you can make them say whatever you want them to say.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Well, I was just thinking that... When you do that, won't people be insulted?
Insulted? You see those bags over in the corner?
Yeah.
That's mail from listeners I've insulted. They love it. That's why we're on the air.
Wow, but don't you get any bad mail?
Yeah, for one or two people who are really uptight or who have no sense of humor. But I never worry about them. For one thing, there aren't many of them, thank goodness. And for another thing, well, we're only kidding around, right?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Sure we are. This is all in fun, you know? I mean, if they can't take a joke, forget them.
Yeah, forget them. That's great, Mr. Dern. Thanks.
Glad to be of service, Jimmy. I think you've got the makings of a first-rate broadcaster. If you keep practicing.
Really? Wow. Would it be okay if I played you my new and improved demo? Once I make it, that is.
Absolutely. You come in anytime.
Great. Well... I guess I better go. Thanks again.
You're welcome. And hey, keep those ears tuned.
Right. Bye.
Bye. So much for public relations.
Well, hi there, Jimmy.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
See, you got your tape deck with you again.
Yep.
You do realize it's running, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You never can tell when a good soundbite will come up.
Well, that's true, but you may spend a fortune in batteries waiting for one.
I never thought of that. Maybe I better turn it off.
Good idea. So, how'd your meeting go yesterday?
Fantastic. Mr. Dern liked my tape. He said I have the makings of a first-rate broadcaster. I've just got to keep on practicing.
Well, that's wonderful, Jimmy. Congratulations.
He even gave me some ideas on how to make my show better and funnier.
Well, did one of them include running your tape player all the time?
No, that was my own innovation. I'm going to use his ideas, though.
Well, I can't wait to hear them.
You will. He also gave me some suggestions on how to improve the technical quality of the recording.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Yeah. So, I need to talk to Eugene. Do you know where he is?
Well...
Mr. Whittaker!
I think that's him now.
Mr. Whittaker? Mr. Whittaker.
Hi, Eugene.
Oh, hello.
I needed to talk to you about...
Would you pardon me for just one moment, please? Mr. Whittaker, might I have a moment or two of your time?
Eugene, I think Jimmy has something he wants to talk to you about.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, young Barclay. Could it wait until I've talked with Mr. Whittaker? I have something rather urgent to discuss with him.
Urgent?
Urgent?
Urgent!
Urgent. Sure, Eugene. Go right ahead.
Mr. Whittaker?
All right. Come on in the kitchen, Eugene.
Thank you. If you'll excuse us, Jimmy...
No problem. looks like a good opportunity to use the surefire laugh getter. Well, little tape tech, it's time to go to work.
It's absolutely incredible, Mr. Whittaker. Unbelievable. I cannot believe that occurred.
No, just calm down and tell me what the problem is.
I have no driver's license.
Well, didn't you take the test?
Of course I took the test.
So, what happened?
I failed it. I flunked it.
You know what else I don't understand? Why do we drive on a parkway and park on a driveway, huh? And another thing, why do they call it a boxing ring when it's square? Huh? Questions for you to ponder while we take a break. This is the Jimmy Barclay Show here on KYDS Kids Radio.
Well, Jimmy certainly sounds like he's in top form today.
Indeed, Mr. Whittaker. Everyone appears to be enjoying him greatly.
Yes, I have to admit I was kind of concerned when he went to see that Dern fellow.
I beg your pardon?
You know, crying Brian Dern, remember?
Oh, yes. Well, understandable. From what I gather, he doesn't exactly have a pristine reputation.
No, but it seems he's helped Jimmy. Just goes to show you that you shouldn't judge people, huh?
No, sir. Speaking of rendering assistance to those in need, I'd like to thank you for supporting me yesterday during my crisis.
Well, you're welcome, Eugene. Like I said, I really don't think it's anything to get upset about. It's happened to a lot of people.
But not to me. Not ever. That's why it was such a shock. Anyway, I want you to know that I appreciate your confidentiality.
Think nothing of it.
Well, it seems we are in need of some fresh glasses. I shall retrieve them post-haste.
Thank you, Eugene. Oh, and you better bring some spoons out while you're at it.
As you wish.
We're back. This is Jimmy Barclay and the Jimmy Barclay Show here on KYDS Kids Radio. And today, I'm starting a brand new feature. It's called... Secret, Secret, I've Got a Secret.
I wonder what this is all about.
And to kick off our first edition, our microphones caught up with one of the most popular persons here at Wits End, that main tower of brain power, Eugene Meltzner.
Eugene?
So tell us, Eugene, what is your secret?
I have no driver's license.
What?
Oh, no. You have no license, and you're in college. I'm sure we're all wondering the same thing as Mr. Whittaker.
Didn't you take the test?
Well, Eugene, how about it?
Of course I took the test.
So, what happened?
Yeah?
I flunked it.
Mr.
Whittaker, what is going on?
I don't know, but I can tell you what's going off, and right now. Excuse me.
Degrees and encyclopedic knowledge. The keeper of facts and figures, in short, the smartest guy in Odyssey, flunked your driver's test.
I flunked it.
Shocking, shocking, shocking. Absolutely shocking. You know, it's amazing the things you hear when you... Hey, it looks like we have a guest. Mr. John Avery... Hey!
Due to circumstances beyond his control, the rest of the Jimmy Barclay Show will not be heard today.
Not be heard? You're turning me off?
But, Mr. Whittaker...
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
But Mr. Whittaker...
I can't believe that you would do such a thing, especially after I expressly told you to be careful about what you say. Do you remember me telling you that? Do you?
Yes.
Then why'd you go ahead with this?
I'm trying to entertain people.
What you were doing is not entertainment.
Sure it is. People were laughing, weren't they? Well, that's all I'm trying to do, is make people laugh.
Just because people laugh at something doesn't automatically make it entertaining. Besides, that kind of laughter isn't desired at wit's end.
But everyone knows it's all in fun.
Fun?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't hurting anybody.
Not hurting anyone?
No! People have to learn to laugh at themselves. And if they can't take a joke, well, forget them.
I can't believe my ears. Did you learn this nonsense from Brian Dern?
Well, yeah.
Figures. Let me tell you something, Jimmy. Dern is 100% dead wrong. Flippant remarks and jokes of this sort do hurt people, badly. Eugene was very upset about what you did.
But I'm just fooling around.
Not on this station, you're not. As of now, you are off the air.
But Mr. Whittaker...
I'm sorry, Jimmy, but you've proven you can't be trusted. This radio station is here to build people up, not tear them down. Until you can learn to do that, you're off.
I'm off. I've got the most popular show on the station, and I'm off. People really can't take a joke.
Hey, Jimmy!
Oh, hi, Charlie.
Hey, Van, listen. You're on the radio.
You mean I was on the radio. My show just got canceled.
I'm not talking about your show. I'm talking about the Crying Brian Dern show.
What?
Oh, yeah. So anyway, this local kid, Jimmy Barkley is his name. Comes into my office with his so-called demo tape.
So-called?
And he says he wants me to evaluate it for him. Well, I thought it would be a good idea to record this whole conversation.
What?
So I say, are you sure you want me to do this? And this is what he says.
Oh, please. Don't spare me because I'm young. I can take it. Please.
But I didn't
well,
say that.
Now, I'm beginning to think this kid is a couple of tacos short of a fiesta platter, you know?
Hey, that's my
line. So I tell him, okay, this tape is a joke, right?
A joke?
A complete and total joke.
But he said he liked
then
it.
Then I say, you want me to go on? And he says...
It's all right. You should be brutal with me.
So now I'm thinking that this kid really does have a few hens left out in the yard, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's the type of guy who takes an IQ test and forgets to write his name. But I tell him, all right, you really shouldn't give up your paper route. And, well, he looks at me for a second, and I say, you want more? And I kid you not, this is what he says.
Just one more. Move in for the kill.
Can you believe that? So I told him flat out, you just don't have what it takes, kid. Your voice isn't very good, your jokes are stale, and you have no timing. So, Jimmy, pal, if you're listening, I'm doing you a favor. I mean, it's better that you find out now from me that you have no talent than for you to keep trying year after year and never make it, you know? I mean, sure, you may be humiliated now, but trust me, one of these days, you'll thank me. All right, we gotta go to a sponsor. This is Crying Brian Dern on Odyssey 105.
Wow, did you really say all those things, Jimmy?
Jimmy? No talent. Great. Just great.
Salutations, Master Barclay.
Eugene.
Partaking of the park's natural beauty?
Something like that.
Young Charles came into Wit's End and told us of your experience. Mr. Whittaker suggested that I find you to, talk.
Look, if you want to yell at me, Eugene, go ahead. I deserve it.
Actually, Mr. Whittaker had something different in mind. He felt that I would be uniquely qualified to comfort you, seeing as how I recently suffered through a similar experience?
Yeah, but I caused your similar experience.
Indeed you did. And it gave me no small amount of embarrassment, I might add.
I didn't mean for it to, Eugene. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make him laugh, that's all. I guess there's a fat chance of that now.
Why?
Didn't Charlie tell you what Dern said? I have no talent. Besides, I've been pulled off the air.
Well, I believe that if you show Mr. Whittaker you can be responsible, he'll put you back on the air. And for what it's worth, I think Mr. Dern is wrong.
You do?
Yes. You have talent, Jimmy. It's raw, rather immature, certainly untamed, occasionally unprincipled, but definitely there.
Thanks, Eugene, I guess. But do you really think Mr. Whittaker will give me another chance?
Well, we could make another demo tape and find out.
Could we? I mean, you'd do that for me?
On one condition.
What?
This time, keep me behind the microphone.
You got it, Eugene.
And so he turns to me and says, "Never wrestle with the pig. You both just get dirty, and the pig likes it." Well, this is Jimmy Barkley on Kids Radio here at Wits End.
I'll be back. I just gotta go get some lunch.
Well, it's about time you came out. Mr. Dern?
Ah. Oh, yeah? What can I do for you, old-timer?
My name is John Whittaker. I'm a friend of Jimmy Barkley.
Who?
The youngster you made fun of on your program a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah, that kid. Well, look, if you want to rake me over the coals or scream at me, let's get it over with. I got a lot of things to do.
Well, I didn't come here to scream or rake you over the coals. I came to thank you.
Well, you came to thank me? For what?
For teaching a young man a very important lesson.
Ah, what do you mean, Jimmy?
That's right. You see, a couple of days ago, he really wanted to be like you, Mr. Dern. But by doing no more than being yourself, you made him realize what a horrible prospect that really is. And for that, you have my undying gratitude.
Oh. Well, you're welcome.
Good day, Mr. Dern.
Yeah. Right. Glad I was able to be of service. I think.
It looks like Brian Dern has finally come up against someone who left him speechless.
You know, in the book of James, chapter 3, the writer has some strong words about why it's important to watch what we say. He says that the tongue is like the rudder of a large ship. It's a very small instrument, but if you use it improperly, it can cause a large ship to crash. He also calls the tongue a fire, setting whole forests ablaze with just a tiny spark. He writes, "We can tame every sort of bird and animal, but no one can tame the tongue. We use it to bless and praise God and to curse our brothers. But one or the other has to win out. A well can't produce bitter and sweet water." The next time you're tempted to say something that might hurt somebody, think about these verses. After all, what's more important, getting in the last word or making God happy? Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.